Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We declare your lordship, your kingship over every area of our life. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you, Lord, for the enablement, for the capacity that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for your light that shines upon us. We thank you for your leading, for your guidance, for your counsel. Thank you, Lord, for your undying love for us. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you, our God, our Maker. Everlasting Father, we want to commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and take control. Come and speak to us individually and collectively. That word that we need to hear, Lord, let us hear that word today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, Lord, let there be salvation, let there be healing, let there be deliverance. Draw us closer to you like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I want to thank God for your lives. Thank God for that which the Lord is doing in your lives. Once again, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with us what I titled, Be Recharged as a Warrior. Be Recharged as a Warrior. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 43 to 47. 1 Samuel 17, reading from verse 43 to 47. And the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the hosts of the Philistine this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 47, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spears, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. The Almighty God will give the enemy into your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, every Goliath that has been tormenting you, their torment comes to an end this day in the name of our Lord Jesus, because the Almighty God will fight on your behalf. He will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there are key things I want us to know. Number one thing that you must know is that in any battle or in any war, there must be two sides. There is a losing side and, of course, there is a winning side. I pray that as David was on the winning side on that day, you too will be on the winning side in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. that every Goliath that wants to torment you, your Almighty God will grant you victory over them in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual Goliath, every physical, financial, legal Goliath, the Lord will grant you total victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to learn is that life actually is a warfare. And for that reason, you and I must be watchful. Life is a warfare, and you and I must be watchful. Because whether we like it or not, the enemy is prepared to destroy. But I pray that you will not be the one the enemy is going to destroy. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, reading from verse 8, the Bible says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says he's prowling around like a roaring lion, even though he's not a lion. Even though he's not a lion, but he pretends to be the lion. And is looking for those who will devour. The enemy will not devour you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You and your family will not be a prey in the mouth of the predator in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you and I, from that passage we have read, say you need to be alert. You need to be watchful. Let us be watchful. And as we do so, the enemy will not catch you. He will not catch any member of your family. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we must also learn is that we as warriors, soldiers of Christ, we must be mindful of the things that preoccupy our mind. What do you preoccupy your mind with? In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, reading from verse 3, it says, share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ. No soldier entangles in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Your aim must be to please the Almighty God who has enlisted you. My aim must be to please the Almighty God who has enlisted me. May you never displease the Almighty God. The grace, the strength to please him all the days of your life, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will release it unto you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Be ready to fight the enemy. Be ready to fight the enemy. Be ready to resist the enemy. Steadfastly resist the enemy. It is a battle. You don't go to battle casually. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9, it says, resist him, that's the devil, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering have been experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Whatever you are experiencing, brothers and sisters, don't begin to organize a pity party for yourself. You need to take firm. You need to exercise your faith in Christ Jesus and resist the enemy. The Bible makes us understand that you submit yourself to the Lord and you resist the enemy and he will flee. The grace to totally submit yourself to the Almighty God as a soldier in his vineyard, the Lord will release unto you, and by so doing, you have the capacity to resist the enemy. And as you resist him, according to the word of God, which is yea and amen, it says, when you resist the enemy, he will flee. The enemy shall flee from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because who is backing you is the Almighty God. The all-knowing God, the all-perfect one, is backing you and he will grant you victory. The enemy is not somebody that you begin to befriend. Do not befriend the enemy. It's not something somebody you need to befriend. And in this instance, you need to have the the gift of discernment to know who truly is your enemy. Because at times the enemy comes camouflaged. You may not know who that enemy is. But if you have the spirit of discernment, you'll be able to know that this person who is pretending to be a friend indeed is not a friend. That person is the agent of the enemy. I pray this day that every agent of the enemy pretending as your friend, the Almighty God, the Spirit of God will expose them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not fall into the trap, into the net, into the pit of the enemy. Whatever pit they have dug for you, they will fall into their own net. They will fall into their own pit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the spirit of discernment shall rest upon you and you'll be able to identify who is who in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy from the beginning identifies you. He can see the potentials. He can see what God has deposited in you. And from the early stage, the enemy wants to destroy. But the Lord will not allow him to destroy you. When our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, in the book of Matthew chapter 3, reading from verse 16 to 17, and then verse 1 of chapter 4. See, when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Brothers and sisters, after the Spirit of God descended upon our Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy came. Satan came to tempt him. But our Lord Jesus Christ was able to overcome him. Why? Because of the Word. The Word of God was in him. Everything he used, the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, as a warrior, you need to be filled with the Word of God. You need the Word of God to be able to chase away the enemy. Let us bury ourselves in the Word of God, and that Word of God will begin to work for us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that you need to do is that you must be ready to be bold. Be bold like a lion. Be bold. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 28, verse 1, it says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." Your father is a lion of the tribe of Judah. So if you are given battle by a lion, you must also be a lion. So be bold as a lion. Don't be timid. Don't be timid. And then, lastly, you need to be the prophet of your life. You need to be the prophet of your life. There we saw David making a prophetic pronouncement in that 1 Samuel 17, verse 46. Say, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will strike you down and cut off your head." What was he going to use to cut off the head of Goliath? He had no sword with him, but he said he was going to cut off his head. He was being prophetic. Speak prophetically concerning yourself, concerning your life, concerning your family, and the Almighty God will back up the words of your mouth in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be the prophet of your life. And as you continue to be the prophet of your life, the Almighty God will arise on your behalf in the name of Jesus. But for you to do so, you must know this Christ. And if you are hearing me today, you don't have a relationship with Jesus I'm talking about. Brothers and sisters, I'm giving you this opportunity. Wherever you are right now, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. And I pray, Lord, that indeed you write their names in the book of life. For everyone that have listened to this message this day, the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life. They will grant you victory over your known and unknown enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will go ahead of you. Every obstacle standing your way, they are hereby removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you go, you will excel in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover you. I cover your entire household with the blood of Jesus. I said the Lord has fortified you. You are impregnable to every fiery darts of the enemy in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.